Welcome into the High School Basketball Player of the Week podcast, sponsored by the Indiana Basketball Coaches Association. I'm Graham Shear, joined by Nathaniel Finch. With this week's edition, we've got interviews with the Franciscan Health Players of the Week from all four girls basketball state championships, 1A through 4A, as well as three boys basketball players from District 1, District 2, and District 3. We'll get it started with the 1A state championship, Lindsay Werner, Franciscan Health Player of the Week from Lanesville High School, and also her coach, Angie Hinton. Here's that conversation with Angie and Lindsay. Joining me now, Coach Angie Hinton, as well as Lindsay Werner, Franciscan Health Player of the Week from the 1A state champions, the Lanesville High School Eagles. So, Coach, let's actually start with you. So the Eagles, 28-2 over the course of the year. Now that it's all said and done, can you kind of walk me through what the whole year looked like in the mindset over the course?
Well, this year we really tried to strengthen our schedule so that we would be prepared for the tournament. So everything we did from our summer preparation through the season, we had our eye on the end of the season. We wanted to be playing our best basketball at the end of the season. So we feel like, you know, we put ourselves in situations where maybe we were going to take some losses and that was okay. And those losses that we did have were really building blocks for us learning how to win in those situations.
And Lindsay, now the focus turns to you. So you're a senior, a 5'8 senior forward with Lanesville, and you guys got it done over Bethany Christian. Had a great game there, 13 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, and Lanesville's first ever girls basketball state title. How's it feel?
It feels really good, especially since we've fallen short the past couple of years, and just to finally accomplish something that we've worked so hard for feels great.
And kind of walk me through what your mindset was throughout the course of that game. You know, since it was a state tournament, state final game, how did you take on that pressure and face adversity and then overall get it done?
We knew that we were going to have to come in and not worry about their record or not worry about anything else other than ourselves, and that if we came out with confidence and kind of got some momentum going, that we typically are able to maintain it. And I think that's what we did. We came out and got some points up early, and that helped us just have confidence and momentum going through the rest of the game.
Lindsay, you're also the Patricia L. Roy Mental Attitude Award winner this year. What does that mean to you, and how does that kind of speak to your work ethic?
I think it means a lot to me, especially knowing that I was nominated by my principal and my coach. And it's just seeing that everybody believes in me and views my accomplishments as what they are just feels really good.
Coach, now that you've had a few days since Saturday to let this championship really sink in overall, how does it feel for you?
Well, it's just been a true blessing to be able to come to this community, you know, give to them, you know, what I know about the game and my work ethic, and try to change the culture here with these kids. And they were good kids who had been working at the game at a young age, had some, you know, parents who spent some time with them. And to come in here and for them to have the confidence in me to be able to take these kids to a different level, you know, it means the world to me. You know, I just feel like my job is, you know, to serve community, to serve people. You know, I'm an educator, I'm a coach, and I just feel truly blessed that I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
And Lindsay, since you are a senior with Lanesville, how did it kind of feel to close out your high school career with a state title?
I couldn't imagine my high school career ending in any better way, and especially not with any better people, because our girls are so close, and I think that's kind of what helped push us to be as good as we are. And just we have such a tight bond, and that just makes everything feel really good, and it was just easy to get done what we wanted to accomplish whenever we're as close as we are.
And Lindsay, forgive me if I'm wrong, but are you committed to play anywhere next year in college?
I just committed to play at IUS in New Albany.
Well, congratulations. And how excited are you for that?
I'm really excited. I was kind of on the fence about it, but I knew that after winning that state title, I didn't want my career to be over, and it's somewhere that's close. And I just think it'll be a really good opportunity for me to kind of branch out and get out of my comfort zone a little bit.
And Lindsay, so moving from high school ball to college ball next year, what's the off season look like for you as you kind of celebrate this, but then also getting ready for you know, your next endeavor?
I'm definitely going to be working out, like, in the gym and getting some shots up a lot. I'm playing in some, like, the top 60 workout this weekend, and then, like, some all-star game stuff. So just making sure that I keep myself active and ready to go for whenever college stuff starts up.
Well, congratulations, Lindsay, again. And now back to you, Coach. Final question. Again, just asked Lindsay this, but the Eagles finishing out the year with their first state title. What, after letting this title sink in and kind of, you know, enjoying this for the time being, what does the off season look like for Lanesville?
Well, you know, we'll get back to work. You know, we're going to lose an awful lot with Lindsay and Morgan. Both those kids started for us for the past 4 years and have been a, you know, a main part of our basketball team. So, you know, our kids will get back in the gym and do our off-season workouts and work out in June and, you know, try to get everybody prepared. And, you know, I hope the state championship, you know, just really motivates the kids to, you know, not only to continue working on their game, but, you know, motivate other kids in our program, our young kids, to want to aspire to be like them. And I hope they take this accomplishment out into the community and continue to do great things. You know, this has given them an opportunity and to just excel in life in general. And in the end, as a coach, you know, that's what I'm looking for. We not only produce some really good basketball players and a state championship team, but a state championship type people.
Well, Coach and Lindsay, thank you so much again for your time. Congrats on the award this week, Lindsay. Congrats on the state title to you both, and good luck on everything in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next up, we have the 2A state champions, the Forest Park Rangers. They finished the year 26-3, and we have Coach Tony Hassenauer on the line, as well as Franciscan Health Player of the Week, Amber Tretter. Joining me now, Tony Hassenauer, coach for Forest Park, 2A state champions, as well as Amber Tretter, Franciscan Health Player of the Week, a 6'1 senior forward. Coach, let's actually start with you. So the Rangers finished 26-3 on the year. Can you kind of walk me through what the whole year looked like and the mindset of the Rangers throughout?
Well, you know, once last year was over and we had won the title, you know, everybody in the community was very supportive, but at the same time, they let it be known what their expectations were for this year as well, considering we had so many returners off of last year's team. And we kind of went into this season and had a team discussion where I just kind of told them all to, you know, if we, you know, let the pressure get to us and feel that and all that, we're going to be miserable all year. And we're really not going to enjoy this season. And so I told them just try to take the mental approach of enjoying everything, enjoying every good practice, every bad practice, every game, every win, every loss, just knowing that this was your last time through. And, you know, we'll just continue to work all season and try to improve throughout the year and let the chips fall where they may at the end of the year. And I think the girls did a great job. We had a blast all year. Not that there weren't some, you know, downs in there as well, but for the most part, I think everybody really enjoyed being around each other, working hard, and was thrilled to see the season end the way that it did for us this year.
Amber, now for you, a great win over LaPel, obviously, but a great performance from you individually. You had 13 points, 12 rebounds, a nice double-double, 9 of those offensive, so giving your team some second chances. But you were also all over the place on defense, 3 steals, 3 blocks, and Forest Park repeats as state champions. How's it feel?
It feels amazing. Going into the game, it was just like, this is no other way that you would want to end your high school career. And to do it with the teammates that I have, it's just unbelievable. And I wouldn't want to do it with anyone else.
And, you know, Amber, I mentioned your stat line, but what was going through your, you know, your mind throughout the game? This isn't your first state championship, but, you know, what was your level of excitement and what was going through your mind throughout the game?
I was very excited just in the first place to be there and play in that kind of atmosphere. But I didn't let it get into my head about, like, the lights and all the crowds and everything. So going into it, I just made sure that I just played my game, played my hardest, and worked really hard to try to get the win, and I think that worked out in our favor.
And how happy were you to, you know, to finish out your high school career with a state championship?
There's just no better way to end it. Most people, they end their career with a loss, but just to be able to end it with the win, it just leaves you so happy, and I'm not going to remember this, or I'm not going to forget this feeling for, like, the rest of my life.
So, Amber, now, you know, your mindset kind of shifts. You're committed to play for Miami University of Ohio next year, but, you know, where are you at in that process, and how excited are you for that?
I'm very excited. We have four freshmen, including me, going into Miami for the basketball team, and we've already all met each other and have been talking on social media, too, and texting each other, and we are all just very excited. Everyone's super nice. I've been on campus a lot, too, and I just cannot wait for my future. And we're already starting to get some texts together and trying to plan what our next steps is for our future.
Well, congratulations, Amber. Now, Coach, back to you for a couple questions here. So 26-3 was the finish to the year for the Rangers, but, you know, since Saturday, you've had a few days now, almost a week, to kind of digress and think about, you know, let the championship sink in, and how's it feel?
You know, it's hard to put into words. Winning the title last year, it took a long time for that to sink in, and I'm not sure that last year's title has even fully sunk in yet, and to go and win a second one and be, you know, back-to-back champs is unreal. You know, I've always been a fan of the sport, and growing up I followed, you know, boys and girls basketball finals when I was younger, and you know, you start thinking about the legends of the game and the legendary teams of the game, and you know that you know, the Forest Park Lady Rangers are going to be mentioned in that now as one of the few teams that was able to do the back-to-back titles, and that's just an amazing feeling as a fan of the game to have my school do that, and then to be a part of it and be a part of the team that did it. It's just it's kind of surreal, really.
Coach, what's the off season look like for you as you know, you gear up for next year?
Well, right now we're still soaking up this year and kind of planning all the festivities for the end of this year. So, you know, we've got the end of the year banquet that we're working on, and championship rings, which is always a fun thing to do. And you know, we've got some other special things that we're working on behind the scenes for the girls, and so that's where our focus is right now. But you know, it won't be too long before we start gearing up for those summer workouts and camps and all that.
And Amber, finally, last question for you. I asked Coach Hassenauer, but what's the off season look like for you now as you get ready for Miami?
It's going to be a little bit different than normal, just because the college basketball game is just very different. And I'm going to be working on definitely shooting out further, just because the three-point line is extended in college, and the game is overall faster as well. So I'm going to try to be working on my speed and getting some conditioning in as well. And I also will be going to school in the summer, because we'll have practices during the summer. So that would be fun, getting to get with the team early and getting to spend some time together without having to worry about school too.
Well, Coach and Amber, thank you so much for your time this morning. Again, congrats on the award. Congrats on the state title, and good luck to you guys in the rest of your endeavors.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next, we move to 3A, the state championships in girls basketball. Another first ever. Fairfield got it done. And Morgan Gawthorpe, the Franciscan Health Player of the Week.
Morgan, a great win, a great cap to an incredible season. You guys beat Cordon Central 49-42. What was it like in that game for you, being such an impactful player?
I just feel like I did what I needed to do.
our whole team, we trust each other and we all have confidence in one another. And I know, like Garb was said in like the first half, that our rebounding wasn't the best. So I just knew that was something like I had to step up individually, and I know some of the other girls did too. And I think that really paid off.
What does it mean for the Fairfield community getting that first ever girls basketball state title for your school?
I think that means a lot. This community, our school students, everyone is the best. They've always supported us. They come to all the games and cheer us on so much. So I feel like that meant a lot to our community.
When you get into the state finals game, you're under the lights. You've got all the people watching. Does each shot, is that a lot more pressure than normal? Did you feel a lot more pressure throughout the game?
I feel like towards the beginning and the end, I feel like that was a little more pressure. But the rest of the part was just a normal game. I feel like we have been in situations before where the games are close, which I feel like really helped during those times on Saturday.
Did you know going into it you're going to be a focal point? You're going to get the 13 points and the 12 rebounds. You're going to have a great game. Did you know that going in?
I did not. I was not expecting that at all. I was just going to play my game like I normally do, and having that come out at the end, that was really good.
When you go throughout the off season, everyone says our goal is to win a state title, and you know every team, no matter what, says that in the off season. I'm sure you guys had the same goal, but did you feel like it was a possibility? Did you think it was really going to happen preseason?
I feel like there's a good chance. After last year, going to semi-state and losing by one, I feel like that just gave us an extra like fire and spark to come and like win semi-state this year and get there. So I feel like there was this good possibility at the beginning, but like you never know during the season. And I'm just thankful that it did happen.
Tell me about your season specifically, you know, individually. How did you play throughout the entire year, not just this game?
I feel like overall I had to step up my role. Last year we lost one of our leader scorers. I feel like I knew I had to step up my role coming into this year. And I feel like I did a good job at adapting, and like my team did a great job of like encouraging me and giving me confidence for the whole year.
What's it like being a senior on this team? You know, you're taking a lot more leadership. You're out there as like the example for everyone. What was that like for you?
It was amazing. Us four seniors, I felt like we've been great leaders, and we all have like our different roles and how we just lead the team. And I feel like that helped the team a lot. And just all have us all work together really well.
Well, I appreciate your time again. Congrats on a great season and a great win on Saturday. Best of luck moving forward.
Thank you.
A big thank you to Morgan Gothrop for that conversation. Congrats for winning the Class 3A state championship. Let's move on to Class 4A. Your Class 4A Franciscan Health IBCA Player of the Week comes from Bedford North Lawrence. They won 46-42 over Fishers. And in this game, Chloe Spreen had herself a great one, 20 points. 14 of them came after halftime. 8 points came in the fourth quarter. And remind you, they won by 4, so she was huge to get back into this game. Also had 5 rebounds to add a little cherry on top. How about Chloe Spreen? A great win. Couldn't talk to her. Currently taking the SATs, a bit more important than talking to me. But we do get a conversation with her head coach in Jeff Allen. Let's get right to it with Coach Allen. Coach, tell me about what Chloe meant for this team. You know, you go through the whole season, you finish it with a state title win. What was she like for this squad all year?
You know, she's really been – you have those kids on your team. You hope if you have that, if you're successful, you have a kid you can get the ball to that you know can make a play. I think that's where she migrated from her sophomore year to her junior year. She became that kid. When we needed to play, that's where the ball needed to be, and our teammates knew that. And I think you have to have that to be really successful at a high level.
What are the best skills that she brings to the court for your squad?
Well, she's a tremendous penetrator. When she puts her head down and goes downhill, she's hard to stop. And a big part of that this year is I think she's gotten a lot stronger this year. That's really helped. But that's always been the best part of her game. Now she's improved her game. From the perimeter standpoint, she's really worked hard on shooting the ball at the three line, and she shot I think 40% this year from the three line, so she did a great job of doing that too. So she can score all three levels. I mean, there's times I post her up too, and she's pretty good on the block. So having a kid like that who can score all three levels is really a tough thing to guard.
Tell me about the state finals win over Fishers. You guys win 46-42, and you know she had an incredible second half. What was it like for her in this game specifically?
Well, I think she understood I needed her to step up in the second half. We didn't shoot the ball very well, and if you'd have told me before the game that we wouldn't make a three and we'd, you know, we'd still have a chance to win, I'd tell you I don't know if I believe that. But, you know, at halftime I told them I think we need to attack the rim because we're not shooting that well, and I think we have an advantage on foot quickness. I said, let's attack the rim, and my goodness, she did a great job of that in the second half. I tried to put her in positions to do that. But you know, I think ultimately it kind of turned to the course of the game in the second half.
This is BNL's fifth state title. What does this specific win mean for your program?
Well, it means a lot for me. I was an assistant on the two prior back in 13 and 14. You know, I think it just solidifies to me that I've been able to keep this program to the level that I think it should be at and it deserves to be at. You know, we have a lot of tradition here. So I think it's just satisfaction for me that I've been able to accomplish that. Now, you've got to have talent. I've been blessed with a lot of talent and good kids. But I think that's just satisfaction for me that I've been able to keep the program at that level and compete for, you know, state championships.
Well, Coach, Chloe is a junior. You get her again next year. You got to feel pretty good for your chances at repeating, right?
Well, I mean, I think she's got to be one of the leaders for Miss Basketball for next year. I think as a coach, anytime you have a player like that on your team, you can really count on maybe having a special year. Again, we've got a great junior coming back in Madison Bailey also, and we've got some other pieces we feel like we can put around. We've got some holes we'll have to fill, but, you know, that's part of the fun of coaching. But I think she's going to lead us next year, and hopefully we'll have another great year.
Well, Coach, congrats on the state title run. Wish you the best moving forward. Good luck next year as well.
Thank you so much.
A big thank you to Chloe Spreen, your Class 4A champion and player of the week. Now let's move on to the boys' side of things. We've got three winners for you, one from each district. We'll start with District 1. His name is Dominique Murphy. He's from East Chicago Central High School. Had a good game against Andrean last week. We were not able to get a hold of him for a conversation, but the sophomore wing, he's 6'5". They won 76-58 over Andrean. He had 34 points in this game. Hit 6 of his 7 from the line, 6 boards, 2 steals. He had himself a great week, and we congratulate him, and that's Dominique Murphy, for being your District 1 Franciscan Health Player of the Week. Let's move on to District 2. We did get a chance to talk to not Dylan Moles, who's your D2 boy winner, but his coach. And because we weren't able to get a hold of Dylan, we talked to Luke Meredith, head coach of Greenfield Central High School. Right now, the Cougars, they're 21-1 on the season. They've got a sectional game tonight, round one. We talk about that plenty with Coach Meredith, and you know, we talk about how Dylan is as a player. What a great game he had last week against Plainfield with just shy of 30 points. He had 4 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals. He had himself a great game, and he continues to lead this team throughout the season. He's committed to Marion University. So we can't talk to Dylan, but we talked to his coach. Here's a conversation with your District 2 boys Franciscan Health Player of the Week's coach. That's Luke Meredith. Coach, tell me about Dylan, the player. What makes him so special on the court?
He can do it all. You need somebody to get you a bucket. He can get you a bucket, score at all three levels. You need somebody that's going to make the right play and be disciplined enough to jump stop, hit an open shooter when they come and overhelp on him to try to take something away. He can do that. He's a leader. He does everything right. We're going to go as far as he takes us in the sectional.
Tell me about his leadership. How have you seen him grow in that role?
You know, coming in as a freshman, he's been a 4-year starter and wasn't very vocal at all and just kind of stood in the corner and was able to stick shots. And so as the last 4 years have progressed, he's been the guy that everybody turns to. He is not an incredibly vocal guy, but when he does talk, everybody listens. And so being that 4-year starter, 4-year point guard for me, we're normally on the same page. And so it's great to be able to have a kid that you can look to and turn to for the past 4 years. And before I even say it, I mean, he can finish that sentence. So it's great to have that connection with him, and then he's able to then create that connection with the rest of the team, and it just permeates confidence within the group.
Tell me about this game against Plainfield. You know, he had 29 points, 4 boards, 5 assists, 3 steals. How big was he in that game for you guys in a big win?
Oh, he's the best player on the floor, and that's been the case many times this season. But you're going to go play a 17-win team at their place to break the school record for the number of wins, program history. Put the team on his back, and they cut it to – we were winning most of the game, and I believe they cut it to 8 points, and he came right back down and stuck a big shot. And it was kind of over after that. So he's that guy once again. We need a play. We need somebody to do something special. It's number three, Dylan Moles.
How are we feeling about tonight? You know, you're playing another 19-win team in this game this evening against Anderson. How are we feeling as far as the team goes?
I'm excited about the opportunity. You know, Anderson's everything that we are not. They're athletic. They're going to get up and run and jump and trap you and play their 1-3-1 press. And Coach Donnie Bowling does an excellent job. They have some really good players with Amir Carson and Jaquan Ingram and Trey Murphy. But, you know, with our guys, we got to be able to play with confidence. You know, they beat us by 25 to end our 9-game win streak last year. But just show up at Muncie Central with nothing to lose. Not very many 21-1 teams heading into the first round at sectional are going to be the underdog, but that's certainly the case tonight. And I'm excited for the opportunity with our guys. We came in this morning and shot. We're just going to do what we do, show up, play, stick shots.
Well, Coach, I wish you the best. Thanks for the call. Sorry that we couldn't talk to Dylan today, but we appreciate you standing in for him. And best of luck tonight and the rest of sectionals.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
A big thank you to Luke Meredith for that conversation about Dylan Moles, your District 2 Player of the Week. Let's move on to District 3. Your District 3 IBCA and Franciscan Health Player of the Week comes from South Knox High School. His name is Dakota Chandler. We'll talk to him and Coach David Burkett of South Knox. A big week for him. A 2-point win over Pike Central. He had 28 points in that game, 8 rebounds. Also scored the game-winning 3-point play with 5 seconds left in that contest to give them the win that they needed. And then they blew out Wood Memorial, 24 points for him, 6 boards, 3 steals, did a great job and finished second in the Blue Chip Conference. Let's talk to Dakota and his head coach, Coach Burkett.
Joining me now, Dakota Chandler, Franciscan Health Player of the Week from South Knox High School, as well as his coach, David Burkett. Coach, we'll actually start with you. So the Spartans are 17-7 here on the year. As you get into the first couple games and of sectionals, you got a win over Pike Central, a big shot and 3-point play with 5 seconds left by Dakota, and then a mammoth win over Wood Memorial. Take me through a couple of those games and the mindset here this late in the year.
Well, I mean, we talk about we just try to peak at the right time. You know, we've been playing really good team basketball here the last couple of weeks. You know, the Pike was a really good game for us. They played us about as well as they can play. They made 9 threes against us that night, shot the ball extremely well, but we just kept battling. You know, and Dakota was a real force for us on the inside. So, you know, we went to him, you know, quite a bit down the stretch, and he was able to deliver for us.
Dakota, now walk me through what was going through your head there with just 5 seconds left, and how did it feel to put down that 3-point play and overall come up with that win?
It felt very satisfying of how that game was going. Like, they were making every shot, and, like, we just couldn't buy a bucket at times. But at 5 seconds, like, we had it out of bounds, and I saw the play. I was like, if Berger told me if they go for the fake handoff, just turn the corner. And I saw the guy give a little bit, and I just turned the corner and went up and got the hoop and harm, and it felt pretty great.
Dakota, take me through a couple of your first years here for you through from your freshman, sophomore, and junior year, and now into your senior year. How have you seen not only your game develop, but also, you know, your leadership skills out there on the court?
Yeah, so my freshman year, I was playing JV, and I was behind some great ball players out of South Knox before me. And, like, I was trying to take some of their tools that they had and left and some of their mindsets, which I took some of them, and it was a great to practice against them every day. And then my sophomore year, I kind of slowly went into varsity, and it was kind of like a whole new look from moving to JV to varsity. Like, it's a totally different game. And, like, once that started happening, I had to learn to develop, like, more moves. Got to move the game, move your feet defensively. And then my junior year, I felt like this is the time to be a leader now. Like, this is my team. If I want it to go anywhere, I got to help each other out, and my teammates help me out. And then my junior year to senior year, it's kind of the same way, just mostly work more in the gym than anything and making sure everybody's accountable on the team.
Dakota, now you have Eastern Green this Friday, 6 o'clock tip for that playoff game. What are you most looking forward to in this one? And, you know, what do the Spartans need to improve upon going into Friday?
I don't think we really need to improve on anything. I think we just need to play as a team like we've been the last few games. we needed to hit a few more shots, because last night we only hit 1-3, but that's about it. Other than that, our defense is doing really well right now, and all we have to do is everybody just doing their job.
And Coach, back to you now. What are you most excited for Friday's matchup, and as you try and put together a string of wins here and move on into playoff play?
Well, I mean, like Dakota said, I mean, I think we're playing pretty well at this point in time. You know, we struggled a little bit from the perimeter last night, but you know, we've got guys in a pretty good place. So defensively, we're solid. You know, we're pretty solid year in, year out. But you know, the biggest thing is we can't look ahead to Saturday. You know, even though we played Eastern in the regular season, you know, we still got to take that game one step at a time and get through Friday so that we're able to get to Saturday.
And Coach, finally, you mentioned you guys have been playing pretty well. 6 in a row you guys have won. What's been working well as of late, you know, as it gets into crunch time, the most important games of the year, not only for just the team as a whole, but also specifically Dakota?
Well, I mean, when you got a guy that everybody knows they can rely on, it makes things easier. I mean, you know, against Pike, you know, we called timeout. You know, we ran a set and got him the ball, executed, you know, really well. Mater did a good job of getting him the ball inside. You know, he was able to score the possession before, and then, you know, we got the ball out of bounds, you know, with about 5 seconds to go, and, you know, ran an out-of-bounds play that we've ran before, and you know, Dakota executed it really well, got to the front of the rim, got the foul, and was able to make the basket as well. So in tournament time, when you know who you can rely on and things like that, it makes it easier, you know, easier for your guys. I think guys have accepted their roles really well. So, you know, guys know what they can and can't do, and that makes things easier on us. And then, you know, like I said, defensively, we're pretty solid. So, you know, when we can sit down and guard people and get stops, you know, that makes it easier for us on the offensive end as well.
Coach Dakota, thanks so much for your time. Again, congratulations on the award, Dakota, and good luck on Friday.
Thank you.
We'd like to thank all 7 of our Franciscan Health Players of the Week, presented by the Indiana Basketball Coaches Association. Best of luck to the 4 young ladies in the rest of their future, and the 3 young men in the rest of their season. Tune in next Wednesday to hear from next week's winners. For the Indiana Basketball Coaches Association, with my partner Nathaniel Finch, I'm Graham Shear.